This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ben Johnson and I were talking about Google and its purchase of Nest up at the top of the broadcast and how, really, that's a deal about big data, companies knowing things about our behavior almost before we're aware of them ourselves. The next frontier in that? Higher education, where colleges and universities are looking for any enrollment edge they can get. Tim Lloyd from St. Louis Public Radio has our story.
Let me introduce you to Tim Murphy.
I've applied to 4 schools, and I'm thinking of applying to a few more.
The high school senior from St. Louis applied to places like Vanderbilt and the University of Missouri, and after submitting all those applications, he's not settled on his top choice.
Stories I hear from friends who go to these schools, or from, you know, amount of money I'm getting from these schools, almost anything feels like it can change my mind sometimes.
As the application process moved online, kids started applying to more and more colleges. That makes it harder for colleges to predict if a student will actually accept an admissions offer. And this takes us to Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. Hundreds of prospective students and their parents are walking through the Student Center during a welcome event this fall. Director of Admissions Todd Burrell is the guy in a three-piece suit hanging out by the registration table.
We know there are students that are applying to more and more schools, but they only can select one.
Folks in the admissions business call this yield, or the percentage of kids who accept admissions offers. Like many schools, the university didn't hit its target enrollment last year. Fewer students means less revenue. So the school is using big data to step up its marketing game.
What can we do more to keep them engaged in this process and say, I want to go there?
The university buys contact information from testing companies and then sends all those kids emails. The moment a kid clicks a request for more information, the marketing wheels start to turn, and some institutions are taking this process to a whole new level.
As a student goes through the college search and application process, many times unbeknownst to them, the colleges are collecting information about everything that they do.
David Hawkins is with the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says some schools are tracking emails, calls, campus visits, even social media interactions.
When the application is received, the college then has sort of a trove of data on the student.
Hawkins stresses that a student has to clear an institution's academic bar, but he says colleges don't want to offer up a spot to a student who isn't likely to enroll. So all that data is crunched in the search for something called demonstrated interest.
How likely you are to enroll in the institution if you're accepted. That's demonstrated interest in a nutshell.
Hawkins says mostly colleges want to see that the student has stayed in touch during the application process. But he says some go so far as to analyze the order a student lists schools on their federal aid application. The idea is that students will put their preferred schools at the top of the list. Under rising pressure to hit enrollment numbers, more schools are reaching out to consultants for help. And Hawkins says those contracts can be worth millions of dollars.
The profession as it exists now is almost alien to a lot of the people that got into the business 20 or 30 years ago.
Colleges are also using big data to help make sure kids leave campus with a degree, experimenting with systems designed to help catch struggling students before they fall through the cracks. In St. Louis, I'm Tim Lloyd for Marketplace.